أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون. In this ayah that we are reading, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about the risalat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which proved the Quran Sharif, which proved the risalat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah also, and on its own the Quran Sharif has proven itself to be the word of Allah, the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Those who disbelieved, Allah warned of the punishments for those people. On the other hand, those who believed in the Quran Sharif, then Allah explains that all the glad tidings what Allah Ta'ala has given for those people, believing in the Quran Sharif itself also, and the whole of Iman, every aspect of Iman which comes from the Quran Sharif. All those who believed in that, and أعمال صالحة وعملوا الصالحات, and they, all those who did the righteous deeds. And righteous deeds, as explained, was with the correct knowledge, knowledge of Quran and Hadith, then only it can become عمل صالح. It has to be done with ikhlas also. If it is not done with ikhlas, it is also not عمل صالح. It has to be according to the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we do, it must be in the parameters of the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lastly, ulama explained that the sphere should be in a person whether these amal are accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. When a person does that, then that constitutes amal saliha. For that Allah Ta'ala has promised, for them will be gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. In other words, all and in the different places in the Quran Sharif, how Allah Ta'ala has explained Jannat, what enjoyments and what pleasures there will be, and the beautiful mansions of Jannat, the beautiful greenery of Jannat, the flowers and the fruit of Jannat, that also Allah particularly refers to here and in very other ayat also. And the fruit of Jannat won't be confined to any season. It will be all the time. And nobody will be prohibited from that fruit. And that fruit will be such, in fact, that whenever you desire for it, it will come to you. You won't have to go and pick the fruit and get it. It will come to you. And that fruit will be replaced again immediately. And every time a person takes the fruit, he will think, I had this before already. But when he bites that fruit, the taste of it, the enjoyment of it will be completely different, and he will keep on enjoying and getting much more wonderful taste and wonderful enjoyment all the time. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala further explains another great enjoyment, and this completes all what a man can desire. The beautiful mansions that will be there in Jannat, and then all the food with the fruit also, many other ayat of food, وَلَحْمِ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and meat also, that which you will desire. And it will be all ready made for you. Whatever type, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, whatever you will desire, you will be given. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and also whatever you will ask for, just your desire, and it will be brought for you. And you will be served with it, and you will have all that enjoyment. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحْهَرَةٌ, اور ان کے لئے وہاں عورتیں ہوں گی پاکیزہ. And they will have their wives there that will be completely pure. That is, there will be no menses that the woman of Jannat will have. Never at any time will you be prohibited to cohabit with her, because she is now in her menses, they will be pure. No dirt will come out from the nose, from any part of the body. And in Jannat, in any case for all, there will be no toilets also. A person won't need to go to the toilet also. So there is no worry about any dearth whatsoever. And the food that a person will eat, it will get digested in the form of sweet smelling perspiration. The sweat, the perspiration that will come, and that will be also what beautiful fragrance. Or just a person will take one belch, dakar, and the food will be all digested. There is no question of any toilets in Jannat also. And those women will be pure physically, bodily also. And then in every other aspect also, they won't have any bad habits whatsoever. Perhaps a woman in this world may be very good, but she's lazy, or she's maybe dirty, or maybe any other bad habit, whereas those women will be pure forever and ever in every way, and then they will be virgins also forever. A person will cohabit with them, have relationships with them, but their virginity will be restored again. Continuously they will be virgins also. And this is all for us to achieve in this little while of this dunya. And another very great ni'mat, and all these ni'mats are just referred to here briefly and over in the Quran. In Surah Dahr, Surah Ar-Rahman, many other ayat and many other surahs, Allah Ta'ala has explained the beautiful ni'mats of Jannat, and in the hadith much more details have come also. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and they will remain in there forever and ever. That is also one of the great bounties of Jannat. Yea, in this world, whatever a person has got, he's got his youth, but the youth is also doomed for old age at one time. A person can have whatever, and yea, in this dunya, whatever we have to maintain it also all the time. You can have the most beautiful mansion, most beautiful garden, but if it isn't maintained for just a short period of time, that your garden becomes a jungle, and that beautiful mansion also becomes like a dilapidated place if it is not maintained. Jannat, no maintenance will have to be done. In this world, even if you are not living in a place, but your basic charges of electricity, water, etc., you have to pay. In Jannat, there won't be any accounts that will come to any person. You won't have to do any maintenance. The grass will never be overgrown. It will be all the time maintained and perfect. And one of the greatest ni'mats, a person will be there forever and ever. His youth, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, man will be all the time at the age of 30, 33. And a woman will be always virgins, and they will be always young there. No illnesses will come to a person. A person doesn't have to worry of overeating. A person doesn't have to worry of eating the wrong food. A person, there will be no diet, no parezi, that you are not allowed this, you are not allowed that. No medicines in Jannat. You don't have to take any medicine and you to control your sugar or anything else. All the time you will have that enjoyment, and the great one of the greatest things, it will be forever and ever. Never will it ever come to an end, never will it decline or become less. In fact, it will be increasing the damage all the time. For all that we have to remember, we get happy with that, but this is the time now to work for it. And if a person in the working time wants to rest, then he won't get the result. So yeah, in this dunya, we have to be now working for it, and that is the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and everything we do, earning our dunya, living our lives of dunya as we might think, has to be done according to the commands of Allah and the perfect way of life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then from the time of mort, there is only enjoyment. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا.